Hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
And welcome to 2024. It's a brand new year. We are just so blessed to be with you. And we're really excited about getting into this year and
seeing where we go.
Yeah.
So, as many of you know, we're going to kick off this year with a study that Natalie and I have done many, many times over the last 20 years. Too many, really, to even count. And that's Living Life God's Way, which just is a remarkable study. And we're going to take the next 8 months to do that in the study groups, and we are really, really looking forward to seeing what happens as we come out of that. And so a couple of things we wanted to talk about today is, well, what are some of the things you can expect? And some of what we've seen happening, we're already getting prepared for Living Life God's Way. So what can we expect, and what is the work? How to actually do this study well? This isn't a study that you listen to the audio the night before and try and
answer the question. People have tried to do that. So.
And get anything. Because I think if we're here and we've had a remarkable year last year and the year before, we're here because we seriously want to transform. And if we really want to seriously transform, then there's an amount of work that we need to do. And I think we've got experience on how to do this well and how to get the most out of it.
Yeah. So I'm sure all of you have read the bulletin, an announcement that just went out a week ago about what it sort of looks like to do Living Life God's Way and how we really encourage you to do that. So we've got a month to do each lesson, which is just, it's probably the longest amount of time we've ever taken to do Living Life God's Way. And we know that we are doing that with you who are keen, mature, eager to grow and transform from holy to holy. So we know you won't want to waste a minute of doing this study together. So what we highly recommend you do is listen to the audio as many times as you can within the month. You know, we have it constantly on in the car when we're in the car. We have it at home. We're just listening to that audio as many times as we can to familiarize ourselves with Dennis's language, with the concepts that he's talking about, just allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to us during the audio. So, you know, once or twice in a month of listening to the audio, I'll put it out there, it's not enough. You know, you need to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a month listening to the audio and taking the time to truly meditate upon the teachings.
So if you've got your call on Saturday,
start
listening to the next audio on Monday. Don't wait.
Yes.
And what I do as well is I may listen to it 2 or 3 times completely, but then I'll start starting in the middle or starting at the end or starting in different spots, because normally after about 20 minutes, my mind is off thinking about the things that I've just heard. And so if you keep going all the way through, sometimes you miss it. And so quite often I'll just start at 3/4 of the way through and just hear 5, 10 minutes in the car. So there's a couple of 2 or 3 complete listens from start to finish, but then just listen to little bits, 5 minutes, because it's in every 5 minute segment, there is something that you'll get and you'll hear fresh. So I think that's one. For me, to do that and to do that work is critical because there is a lot in it. And for those that have done the study before, this is what we're doing, and we're doing it now. I guess we would have done it at least 15, 20 times, at least 15 to 20 times. And this is exactly what we're doing now. So we're not saying anything that we wouldn't encourage ourselves to do.
Yeah, we're not expecting something of you that we're not expecting of ourselves. So be prepared. So secondly, there are materials to go through. And we encourage you to go through the questions, go through the lesson, the materials. Don't leave it till the last week. Don't leave it till the day before. But be in them as early as you can in the month that you have to prepare with the lesson. And, you know, really dedicate some time to sit down with a pen and paper and take notes from the audio, take notes from the notes, look at the questions a multitude of different ways, and really work with the Holy Spirit and allow him to work in you and get out of you what what he desires. So don't, just want to encourage you, like every bit of this that you can do, make this is your project for, this is our project as a community for 2024. So don't waste the materials either. It's not just about the audio. It's not just about the written materials. It's not just about the questions. Put it all together and be in every part of it as much as you can.
And the last thing we'd suggest is talk about it. If you're married, make sure you talk about it with your husband or your wife. If you've got a family, talk about it with your kids that are doing it. If you're in community, talk about it with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Talk about what you've heard. Talk about some of the things you'll hear you'll probably not understand or you may even not agree with. So that's fantastic. Talk about it. Say, hey, what did you get from this bit? Again, if it's part of the conversation, we're talking about a lot of work, but if we do 10, 15 minutes a day, it's not a lot of work. It becomes a lot of work if we try to do it in the last 2 days, and it's a lot of meaningless work. If you do what we suggest and do 10, 15 minutes a day, you listen, you have a little conversation, it will be part of a daily routine, and it will go so much better. And by the time you come to your study call, you will actually have a revelation from that of how that's really impacted you, and you'll be able to contribute not in terms of a concept, but really what have you taken, and it'll make it a fantastic call. Just so what we've just said doesn't sound like a whole bunch of ideas, if you read Deuteronomy 6 verses 7 to 10, he's talking about meditating on the word. And he's talking about write it down, talk about it. Talk about it with your family. Now, I'm not saying living life God's way is the word. It's a study about the word.
About the kingdom.
About the kingdom. But the whole idea that they were trying to get through in Deuteronomy was you've got to build this into your life. You've got to write it down. You've got to talk about it when you rise up, when you go to sleep. Talk about the kingdom of God. And talk not about Dennis and not about Dennis's audio. Talk about the kingdom of God principles that you've grabbed from that audio that's really impacted you. And that will make a difference. So all we're trying to do is say that is the work. It's the work that they had thousands of years ago in Deuteronomy. It's exactly the same. It's the pattern of God that we're trying to encourage you in. And it's the pattern of work that will actually yield the result.
So it's not a coincidence when we start deliberately and intentionally and strategically studying about the kingdom and working on a path towards transformation that things start to happen in our lives. And we've had quite a few conversations with quite a few people since the beginning of the year. And we know that there's some real things that are going on in people's lives. There's been some real suffering in health and in people's wellness over the last 6 weeks. There's been struggles in where people live. There's been struggles in community. There's been struggles in the workplace, struggles at church. There's been struggles across
the board. And it seems like it's all coming up.
Yeah, oh my goodness, what's going on? In fact, some people have even said, oh, there's just so much going on. I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to manage living life God's way. And what we've got to look at is every single time we do living life God's way, something major happens in our life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It just does every single time. There's going to be some external pressure, some external suffering, some external problem that ends up coming against us or coming out of us that we have to address. And it's never a coincidence, because God is not into coincidences, but he is into the strategic timing of allowing things to go on in our lives, because he wants to grow us and mature us.
So we need to look at these circumstances, problems, opportunities as God's barbells. When we all agree we want to transform and we're going to study, God says, okay, great, I'm going to give you some things to work out. I'm going to give you a community. I'm going to give you some materials. I'm going to give you some revelation. And I'll give you something to practice on. And that is the pattern. And you may think, oh, well, that's not what I just wanted to do, a simple study. Well, it won't be. This is fantastic. So if you start seeing these things, it's like, okay, God, right, I see it. You know, I'm sick or if something's happened, I see it, I understand, what is it you want me to learn? And as I'm going through the audios, as I'm going through the discussions, as I'm going through the Bible, show me what it is that you need me to gain more of, change, transform, add to, but show me. And that will yield an unbelievable fruit.
Yeah.
Right, and the last thing we wanted to talk about is what are we going to do with these videos for 2024? And there's been, many of you know, there's been a few changes at work for me. And really, for the next 12 months, I'll be traveling a lot more than usual, maybe a couple of weeks a month, substantial amount in Singapore, but in other places of the world as well. And so really trying to do this format where we're actually together and Justine's here is going to be too difficult. So we've decided to experiment and try a different format.
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing is we'd ask you in the community, if you have questions about the current lesson that we're doing in Living Life God's Way, if you'd like to get them to Justine at some point in the month, whenever it comes up with you, and we'll build up a cache of questions. And Justine's going to mediate a question and answers between Dave and I, wherever Dave is and wherever I am, we'll be able to plug in to separately but together with Justine, who will ask us some of the questions from the community around the study, and we will do our very best to answer them as best we can. So we hope that that's going to be a good format. Keep a watch out for that. It'll be on the same time next month where Justine will send the video out.
All right, well look, fantastic. That's us for the month. Really looking forward. I know many of you are going to have your first call or would have had your first call in February. So really looking forward to getting the feedback, and hang in. It's a wild ride, but you will really, really notice a difference at the end of the year.
Yeah. We love you. God bless you. You are in all of our prayers. We hope that we are in your prayers, and we'll see you next month.
Yep. Bye.